The lunch is at Soul Food Bistro off Lenox Avenue. Before they eat, Curry and council members Katrina Brown, Reggie Gaffney, and Sam Newby are talking about projects they've accomplished by working together. Reggie Brown is happy about a city program phasing out septic tanks.
We have appropriated $30 million. Some people say, well, that's a small change. But listen, this is the biggest big deal with this administration. We've not done this before.
But the conversation soon turns to the elephant in the room, or council member in the room, Garrett Dennis, who represents the district Soul Food Bistro is located in, but says he wasn't invited.
I felt that I should have been a part, but again, this is the tactic of the mayor, isolation. Division.
Dennis alleges he's been bullied by the mayor's office because he doesn't agree with all Curry's priorities.
I was just told on January the 11th that I'm a walking dead man.
Prior to Dennis's comments, Curry was asked about Dennis's absence.
This is the first time I've heard one say, why not me at this event? But look forward to any invitations for specific projects in that district in the future, and we'll be happy to work towards them.
Curry says Dennis doesn't come to him with project asks in his district as the others do. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.